Mental health made up just 0.06% of India's health budget in 2011. The median in countries of comparable development is 1.9%. Despite having a population more than 50 times bigger than Australia's, India has around the same number of psychiatrists, just 3,500. Yet the reforms are unlikely to reduce India's suicide rate, which, adjusting for age, is almost double that of America. Researchers often attribute large number of suicides in Asian countries to impulsive acts in moments of crisis, rather than diagnosable mental disorders. Limiting access to pesticides, poisons that are close at hand for most rural Indians, may prevent such deaths, as it has in Sri Lanka. Unlike many countries, India has no national suicide prevention plan. More can be done to break the taboos that prevent the depressed from opening up to friends and doctors. The big challenge is to improve the lot of India's young, among whom suicide is the leading cause of death. Suicide rates in Asia tend to shoot up as people enter old age. In India, the opposite is true. The suicide rate for women aged 15 to 29 is more than double that of any other country except Suriname, which has a large Indian population, and Nepal, which shares many cultural similarities. In future, they, and other Indians, may find it easier to seek psychological help without fear. But the world they are living in cannot be regulated away.